AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hermine is now a hurricane and is on a path toward the Gulf Coast in Florida, somewhere north of Tampa. Florida Governor Rick Scott is telling people to prepare for the worst.
3 days of water, 3 days of food. If you need medicine, make sure you have it. If you think you're going to need to go to a shelter, go now.
Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says Hermine's strength is not the problem here. It's the storm surge and rain.
Rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches over portions of northwest Florida and southern Georgia through Friday. Some spots could see isolated areas could see maximum amounts as high as 20 inches.
Meantime, in Hawaii, Madeline is history, but there is a hurricane watch as Category 2 Hurricane Lester moves closer in Hawaii. This is the first time it's happened in the continental United States.
This morning, the State Department of Agriculture released its findings regarding three locations, what they call pools of mosquitoes that were tested positive for Zika.
That's Jimmy Morales, the city manager in Miami Beach, Florida. Most of the Zika infections from Florida mosquitoes have been in the Miami area. Donald Trump avoided immigration talk in a speech to veterans groups today. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
In a speech to the American Legion, Trump promised top care for the nation's veterans and said he would work with the group on what he called a shared goal.
Promoting American pride and patriotism in America's schools.
There was no mention of the hard line on immigration outlined the night before, though Trump stressed the need to defend the border against illegal drugs.
Have to get rid of those cartels, and we have to do it quickly. Our country is being poisoned.
And he said immigration procedures need to be changed in order to keep out terrorists and extremists. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Closing bell on Wall Street, a mixed close. The Dow finished up 18 points. This is AP Radio News. SpaceX says there were no injuries today at Cape Canaveral in Florida when one of its rockets exploded during a routine test. The AP's Marcia Dunn was working nearby.
It shook my building. I could hear a series of more explosions, ominous black smoke pouring into the sky.
The rocket and a satellite were destroyed. The rocket was scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral this weekend. The man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago will be leaving a Washington psychiatric hospital. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
For the last 2 years or so, John Hinckley Jr. has spent most of his time at his mother's house in Williamsburg, Virginia, 17 days each month. Now, a judge has ruled he's not a danger to himself or anyone else, and he can leave a Washington psychiatric hospital on September 10th to live full-time at his mother's house.
John Hinckley is 61 years old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.